On Haiti's earthquake anniversary, a ministry marks slow but steady recovery. Persecution of Christians is expected to continue in an upward spike in 2011, and believers connect the gospel, the arts, and the future for outreach in Italy. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Today marks the one-year anniversary of the devastating earthquake that struck Port-au-Prince, Haiti. MNN's Greg Yoder reports.
Memorials are being held both religious and secular. Compassion International held a special event for young people who were affected by the quake. Country director Gilbo St. Cyr says,
"We have many children and parents and project staff who have been affected severely by the earthquake. Some of them have been orphaned, some of them have been disabled. We have gathered all of them today and then to encourage them, to bring them hope."
For Compassion, today marks the start of rebuilding 44 schools. Why did it take so long? Regional VP Edouard Lesage.
We were waiting for construction codes and standards to be decided by the government. It took almost 9 to 10 months for those standards to come out. We have a framework within which we can work, and that's why it's now that we can do the groundbreaking ceremony for these projects.
It'll take years, but it's a beginning. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
Next, Christian persecution ramped up in 2010, but Tom Doyle with E3 Partners says,
"We have just been sensing the beginning of the year started that it's going to be worse this year."
Already, Christian and secular news sources alike have reported a rise in persecution worldwide, but especially in the Middle East. Besides the arrests of 70 Christians in Iran, attacks on believers in Egypt, and the misuse of blasphemy laws in Pakistan,
we've been hearing things out of Iraq, Syria, Jordan, even the Gaza Strip, where there's threats, where believers are bracing themselves.
Much of the persecution has to do with Muslim extremism in the Middle East.
We're praying for the spread of the gospel, the spread of new believers becoming true disciples and building the church in these areas of darkness.
Our biggest defense is prayer.
We just see this volcano ready to erupt that Islam is going to be a major part of with persecution.
Read the full story online. You're listening to Mission Network News. According to the United Nations, there were 690,000 AIDS orphans in Zambia in 2009. The devastation of AIDS overshadows every aspect of life in Zambia, casting gloom over the growth of evangelical churches. What future will the country have if this trend continues? If IN Network has anything to say about it, it'll be a future of hope. Rhody Rodehaver says the Misaka home, now 4 years old, provides a place for orphans and vulnerable children to be loved, fed, and educated.
We're introducing them to Christ. We're sharing the good news of the gospel. And for many of these children, they need hope, even beyond just the food and the tennis shoes. Those are very important, and the education is very important. But we also need to share Christ with them.
The goal is to have 300 children sponsored at Misaka at $32 a month. It's an investment in the future of Zambia. There's more details at our website. Meanwhile, according to Operation Mobilization, Italy's spiritual climate is hard. However, sometimes the arts can speak truth where ears would fail to hear. That's where OM Arts International comes in. They're hoping to launch an internship program in Italy by this time next year. Pray wisdom for the team as they plan and prepare for this internship, and pray that God would send artists to be trained and equipped to use their gifts in mission outreach. And 13 abortion clinics recently agreed to refer clients to Bethany Christian Services. Now, the clinics are all along what's called Abortion Row in Queens, New York, and most of the clients there knew little about adoption options until Bethany approached them. Now, for clients who are interested in adoption or are too far along in their pregnancies, they're being referred to Bethany. So pray that more and more women would choose adoption and that they would come to know the love of Christ as they work with Bethany. Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. WorldServe is offering the free devotional called Joy Over the Moon. Through the stories and the scriptures, this book will show you what it means to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Request your free copy at 800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.